Fox and President Bush traveled to Toledo, Ohio today to tour a Hispanic Community Center and speak at the University of Toledo. The city's Hispanic population has been growing steadily since the 1960s, largely because of migrant farm workers. These workers want commitments from both presidents to improve conditions for migrants from Mexico. From member station WCPN, Janet Babin reports.
Located in northwest Ohio, Toledo sits about 80 miles south of Detroit and 100 miles west of Cleveland. Like many of its industrial Rust Belt neighbors, Toledo's seen its population plummet in the past few decades. But its mayor, Carlton Finkbeiner, says the city's economy is now battling back. Still, at 9 a.m. on a weekday morning, there's plenty of parking next to the government center, and on the ground floor, men are lined up seeking jobs as city firefighters. The one job locals don't seem to be interested in is farm work. Those positions are largely filled by migrant farm workers like Anival. The 24-year-old from Chiapas, Mexico, gives only his first name. He's in northwest Ohio boxing vegetables for market. Anival spends up to 14 hours a day in this large open-air pavilion in what appears to be the middle of nowhere. After noisy trucks deposit produce from the nearby fields onto a conveyor belt, Anival sifts through the fall crop looking for ripe specimens. At the end of the line, workers package the produce in boxes, placing them on trucks headed for wholesalers. Anival says he appreciates this job, but wishes he didn't have to risk his life to get here. He's working in the U.S. illegally and describes his ordeal through an interpreter.
They crossed at 6 p.m. and then they lasted 4 days and four nights. There was 30 of them that crossed over. 14 died in the desert.
Anival will get time off from the packaging plant today when he and several hundred other migrant farm workers are bused to the site of today's visit by Presidents Bush and Fox. The migrants want the leaders to reach an agreement permitting undocumented workers to legally work in the U.S. Farm activist Baldemar Velasquez has been pushing for just such an agreement for decades. He's president of the Farm Laborers Organizing Committee, affiliated with the AFL-CIO. From its Toledo headquarters, the group represents more than 7,000 workers throughout the Midwest. Velasquez wants to present the presidents with a petition he's been circulating.
All undocumented workers should be released from hiding and be given an opportunity to become legalized for the sake of a governing society.
Toledo's Hispanic Affairs Commissioner Arturo Quintero says the city's Hispanic population is growing at a fast pace, something that didn't go unnoticed by the Bush campaign. George Bush's nephew visited Toledo twice during the campaign, despite the city's large Democratic base.
This is an opportunity that Hispanics have waited, you know, for generations to have someone that clearly understands the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico.
In addition to migrant farm workers, hundreds of Toledo's labor union members are expected to turn out to see the presidents. Many are opposed to any immigration deal for migrant workers. Between labor and migrant workers, President Bush is trying to balance the demands of union members here in Toledo who are battling NAFTA with his commitment to making Mexican immigration a priority in his administration. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Toledo.